5. The Green Party have confirmed in the last hour their new joint leaders. The leadership election has resulted in Jonathan Bartley and Sian Berry now as new co-leaders. They will lead the party for the next 2 years. Of course, someone who hoped to be part of that leadership group was Coventry's own Amy Challoner. She'd recently thrown a hat into the ring for the deputy leadership. She was the Green Party's equality spokeswoman for Coventry. And today, she's resigned, claiming the party is transphobic. Like I say, she'd had to quit her deputy leadership campaign. That was following her suspension from the party after the revelation that her father, who'd acted as her election agent, was jailed for raping and torturing a 10-year-old. 22 years was the sentence he received less than a fortnight ago. Earlier on this afternoon, Amy Challoner joined me in the BBC Coventry and Warwickshire studio. I asked her why she felt that the Green Party had become transphobic.
In recent months, trans people within the party have faced a continuous stream of assaults on our basic rights and dignity from senior Green Party figures, including some of our public representatives. I've now seen that, following my temporary no-fault suspension from the party, senior members, including one of the leadership candidates in the election which finished today, tried to use that to suggest that any party member who had been suspended for transphobia should be allowed back in, their suspension should be immediately reviewed, which is deeply inappropriate and unjust because those cases followed a disciplinary procedure that every complaint process follows that myself and no member of my family have been involved in.
Right. Obviously, these are allegations that you feel have affected you directly and very personally. Do you know of any other people in the party who have faced the transphobia that you claim you have?
A number of people have faced it. One of my friends just the other day sent an email into the party and they got a response deadnaming them, which was deeply against everything we stand for as the Green Party. And it's possibly a mistake, but the party then didn't do anything to make up for that mistake.
There's a lot of people who are listening to this and thinking, of all the political parties, it's the Green Party that is the most inclusive. It is the Green Party that is the most tolerant. It is the Green Party that is the most open and, in fact, transparent when it comes to some of these issues. Yeah. So for a lot of people hearing this today, it'd be quite a surprise.
I joined the Green Party in November 2014 because I shared their vision for a planet and people future where we campaign for environmental and social justice. I have championed our equality matters up and down the country. I've been fortunate enough to lead at local, national and international political level. And it is really quite saddening and disappointing that the Green Party today is not the Green Party I joined in 2014.
How long have you felt like this? This seems to be quite a sudden...
It's been
a sudden change of heart from you. You're only a candidate of theirs.
Exactly. It feels like it's quick, but it's been a few weeks in the making. I was
hopeful. It's
not
something that you've held for months or even years. It's something that you've only really felt for a couple of weeks.
It's a couple of weeks, but equally, I believe that principles matter. And if you join a group, whether it's a political party or not, because you agree with those principles, and then you find the group no longer sticking with those principles, then you should feel like you're able to leave.
There will be people who will be listening to the interview tonight who will be, you know, well aware of your history, will know that you are currently suspended by the Green Party prior to this announcement of yours today, because as we've highlighted on this programme before and as we've spoken to you about this before, you've run your deputy leadership campaign, which you've had to suspend, this after finding out that your father had acted as an election agent whilst facing a child rape charge. And there'll be some will be hearing this, thinking actually this is sour grapes by you, that you are jumping before you are pushed by the party in this current period of suspension
that you were in. How do you respond to that?
I've made it quite clear that my father's crimes were horrific and atrocious. I apologised for appointing him as my election agent. And originally, in the first party statement that the Green Party put out, they said that they were supporting me in that. So it's definitely not Sarah Grapes. There are some great people in the Green Party who I would consider close friends. However, what we've done is we've got to a point as a party where our messaging, especially on trans rights, is falling behind. And it's no longer the party that I joined in 2014. I'd stated publicly when I was suspended that I will work with the investigation. That's still true. Because I believe that there were some massive safeguarding failures within the party. Mm. I informed the party in 2016 of the arrest. I wasn't aware of the full details of the case myself, and right. I wasn't until the start of this month.
Let's just clarify that then, okay? So when did you first know that your father faced these charges?
I wasn't aware that he faced these exact charges until earlier this month. I knew that he had been arrested for a number of serious offences.
Okay.
I fed that back to the party in November 2016.
And there's no point in which you or your father would have had a conversation where you'd have said, Dad, what's this all about?
As I made clear in my statement, I was coming out of care at the time.
Yeah.
And I was also coming out as a trans woman.
Yeah.
And I wanted to build bridges. Not at the time of the initial arrest, I wasn't, and it was quite a shock to me. I didn't actually move back home until last year, right before the general election. And so I moved home. I attempted to build bridges with my family after spending several years in care away from my family. And for me, it seemed the obvious thing, you know, well, my dad's sort of good at paperwork and enjoys politics, you know, it's appointing my agent. In hindsight, that was a mistake, and it's a mistake I can only apologise for. I can't go back and undo it now,
yeah.
But I've apologised. I've said, and I stand by what I've said, that I will work with the investigation by the Green Party, who have contracted out to Veritas.
So categorically... you're categorically saying you did not know your father was facing child sex offences charges when you named him as your election agent.
Correct.
For the deputy leadership of the party.
I knew that he was facing serious offences, okay. But not that they were involving a child.
Why then was he on your election leaflets, but his name had been changed on those election leaflets?
So we... contacted the Electoral Commission because my dad's legal name is obviously David Challoner, but many people know him as Baloo, from scouting to wheelchair basketball to his running events through Park Run and the half marathon and everything. The Electoral Commission clarified on promotional materials it is best to use the name he is commonly known by because it is fair, so that should there be an issue with the promotional material, with my campaign, should there have to be post delivered to my election agent, that people can know who to write to.
Part one of my conversation with Amy Challoner, recorded earlier on today. There's more on the way. Right now, let me return to that conversation with Amy Challoner, resigning today from the Green Party, claiming that the party's transphobic. Now, as I say, this resignation followed her suspension from the party amid an investigation that her father, who has now been sentenced for child sex offences, was acting as her election agent while she knew he was facing charges. I asked her how this had all affected her. Understandably, this will raise questions about your own judgment, your own abilities to make decisions and who you put your trust in. It's damaged you, hasn't it?
It has damaged me, but it's actually damaged me much more on a personal level. I'm 20 and this is my father we're on about, and it's devastating to think that someone who I thought I knew is capable of such offences, and this past few weeks has been a time of almost grief because it's made me question my childhood. And
in what way?
Well, because obviously he's my dad. I've built up a relationship with him. I've done stuff with him. I've done politics with him. And you question everything. And then I probably won't see him again because he's been sentenced to 22 years and things like that. And so it's almost a period of grief.
Feel let down.
In a way, yeah. Because I'm being judged because of his actions. And I've had to step away from so much. But it's right that I step away where there is questions over those judgments. So, as I've said, I'll be continuing to work with the Veritas investigation into the Green Party's safeguarding responsibilities. I'll be providing them with the conversations with the electoral commissions, etc. And we'll be trying to work forward to find out what could have been done better, what should have been done better.
What about your role in public life now, your role in the Green Party? You're resigning from the party about this. This obviously would suggest you're going to step back from public life. What indeed will you do now?
I wouldn't say I'm stepping back fully from public life. I am taking a break, definitely. But equally, I'm a trans person, publicly notable, and that won't wash away. That doesn't just stop at the drop of a hat. I'm quite lucky. I'm 20. I've contested elections at local and national level. I've been involved in global politics. I've been an expert at the Oxford Union. I've done so much in such a short time frame. I don't think I'm going to live a boring life. There's still so much more to be done. I've got so much time. And I'm still going to be speaking out loudly for Coventry's residents, for LGBT equality in my role as a member of Stonewall's Trans Advisory Group. And on other matters, I've always enjoyed speaking out for what I believe in, standing up for what matters, and I'm going to continue to do that, just clearly not under the Green Party banner.
Amy Challoner, who spoke to me a bit earlier on today here on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. In the last half an hour, we've had this statement from the Green Party in response to the charges put against them by Amy Challoner that the party's transphobic. And the statement reads thus: Green Party policy is clear that trans women are women. We have a long history at the forefront of advancing trans rights and stand against transphobia in all its forms. But we also believe in the power of dialogue. That means taking time to talk to those who have different perspectives, even those we disagree with, to make progress towards a world where all women are safe. We remain committed to the independent investigation into the circumstances surrounding Amy Challoner's father being able to act as her election agent whilst facing charges for serious sexual assault against a minor. That statement from the Green Party in the last half an hour to us here on BBC Coventry.